It's the end of an era. We're building up to NXT Phoenix, and the NXT team is shoving off, but we're not going to say goodbye without doing one last show. Don't go anywhere. It starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Oh, it's weird you're back. Yeah. It's weird having y'all back. Not all y'all. You've been here. But welcome to the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports. We are the NXT team, and in case you didn't know, it's our final show. But the... saw just a split second of that. We're going to have a new team coming in the new year. This is the last NXT show for the year. We're going to go over that a little bit more a little bit later, but welcome to the show. I'm one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica, joined as always by the rest of the NXT team, Mr. Robert Baines, also known as the Hobo.
Yes, that's me, and this is where I've been. I didn't even mean to...
La Dojo. Oh, okay.
Yes, that makes sense. French.
That's a little more sense.
Pronounced training facility.
Lado!
And Bill Hanstock.
Hi. How's it going, everybody? It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a ding, dang pleasure.
You might notice the energy is a little bit different from last week because we are happy to be... I mean, we're...
Well, no, we're happy to be here. We're reunited. And it feels so good.
It feels okay.
Yeah. It feels pretty dang
feels
good.
When
was the last time we were all together? Like
Before Survivor Slam. It might have been before SummerSlam, to be honest. But I know it was before Survivor Series.
It was definitely before Survivor Series. I was indisposed, really, so...
Well, you were working. We've all been working.
Yeah.
That's why we had to make the decision that we made.
Yeah, the month of November was chaotic, to say the least, and December has slowed down considerably, as it normally does for wrestlers.
Holidays, for most industries.
Yeah, holidays kill your vibe, so...
So they call it Movember, because we all had Mo on our plates than we could handle.
And No-cember, because everybody tells you
and
negative things.
And Slow-timber, because now we're... No, it's still pretty busy.
That's pretty busy.
Yeah, no, it's...
You were saying things slowed down in December, but it's 3 weeks into December. This is the first show we've done together.
Well, I guess. What was I doing?
Christmas
last...
is in like 4 days.
Last week wasn't last week Dojo, or was last week?
No, it wasn't last week. It was week before. Oh, last week was Wrestling Pro Wrestling.
Yes.
Yes.
WPW.
Yeah. And I won my match, the first ever Hanukkah Rules match. Yes.
Hanukkah rules.
High five.
Yeah.
Woo. Boom.
All the goyim in the audience.
You can definitely check out that replay on the Wrestling Pro Wrestling Twitch feed, the Facebook page, and the YouTube
Wait,
page.
What are the Hanukkah rules? You can only be in it if you're circumcised?
No, we let that
That's
go.
That's rule number one.
But
everyone has to present to start the match.
You cannot wear mixed fibers.
Mm.
You cannot submit... you can only win via pinfall, but it has to be an 8 count.
Nice. That's awesome.
And it has to start with a spin of the dreidel to see who starts in the down position.
And you can't eat milk and meat together.
No, yeah. Certainly not. God.
What are you thinking? I knew that.
I think it was that saying.
No shellfish.
But, goodness. Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to talk about tonight's episode of NXT. You wouldn't think that. But we are.
We start out every NXT like the one before it, talking about anything but. We ease our way in like old men into a warm bath.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the tag match that, I mean, it was rough because Dakota Kai got beat up real bad. It was Io Shirai and Dakota Kai versus Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke. Both, in terms of the Four Horsewomen, or the quote-unquote Four Horsewomen, the disputed title of Four Horsewomen, these two came out swinging, and Dakota Kai was their punching bag.
Mm-hmm. As she normally is. That's kind of her natural state at this point.
And this is the last we'll be seeing Dakota Kai for a while.
Yes! We talked about it last
week. Going out on a high note.
Yep. I mean, technically, her team won.
Her team won.
But she just got beat up the whole time. Mm-hmm. What did y'all think of Shafir and Duke in their first appearance? Or at least television appearance?
Shafir, she looked okay. She was, I don't know, kind of...
Ripped!
Obviously, she's in great shape. She looks imposing. I wish there was a little bit more emoting from her. Jessamyn Duke looks like a fighting stick insect. She's just so long and so thin.
Her reach is incredible.
Oh my God! Yeah, I can tell. But even still, it's She looks like such a fighter.
Yeah.
She definitely looks
a
fighter.
I think that in this age of, in this new age of wrestling where it's okay to have all sorts of different body types, I think that her unique look is going to help her because there's something compelling about her. Like, you want to watch her. I mean, she has a lot of charisma just naturally.
Yeah.
And she has a lot of personality, which Marina doesn't necessarily have a lot of.
But it rubs off.
There's just something about Jessamine where you're like, oh, something's up with her. I want to see what's going on. I want to watch her wrestle. And I think that, you know, we're seeing the seeds. You know, we didn't see a lot. Obviously, they're playing to their strengths. But I think that, you know, promising start. I'm looking forward to more of it.
Agreed. Not bad for a first ever television match. Yep. It's a great place to start, and I think there's ample room for them to improve, but for a start, it was a very compelling start.
With Style Petite in the chat says, Jessamine Duke is like a human claw machine.
I think Dozovic is like a human claw machine because he's completely rectangular.
Yeah.
You gotta, you gotta go to the side of him.
And
to
he's
get a
full
good look.
Of goodies.
He sure is.
He's full of sweets that everybody.
I bet if like he like coughed hard enough, a couple of stuffed animals would tumble out.
A couple of real animals would come out.
I breathe too deep in my sleep again.
Yes, that's why he's asleep on his side. Yeah. But Io Shirai gets all of the offense in for their team.
And she gives 100%. When she gets that hot tag, the first thing she does is level, I think it was Duke with a knee. Mm-hmm. Just, all her body weight to a dead stop. Like, ah, Jesus, she killed her. Oh, God.
All of the offense in, I mean, I was going to say for this team, but for Io, was, like, laser perfect. And there are a couple of things where not everything connected as well as it could have, but that could have been a reason for the Duke and Shafir just studying tape.
Yeah.
Because the one advantage that they had was not being in the one of the most publicized tournaments in all of professional wrestling.
Right.
And also being a legend across the seas. But,
the women's tournaments are tough because you get one shot and that's it. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. You screw it up, you don't get another.
What are you talking about then?
But as far as, you know, Duke and Shafir, I think they've been taking their time with them, and it shows, and I think that they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay.
Those two
young kids, they're going to be okay.
You know, it's not going to be okay, Dakota Kai. And I wonder what they're going to do to write her off of television. Because was it ever confirmed that it was an ACL, or we still don't know? Oh, well, that's right. We don't know because they're not going to publicize that she's hurt before her match.
Yeah. She's had the worst
tonight.
Right.
Just because last week we were like, why didn't they say anything about her getting hurt? Because she has a match next week, this week. After this, we get a recap of Matt Riddle with Mr. Martinez, Punishment, Mr. the Punman. And we got a little bit of a scrum behind Full Sail, with really poorly lit. But,
I don't know why they decided to put all of the light behind him, make him really hard to see.
The exposure was off. It was on auto, so it made him look really weird. But they're talking about Cassius Ohno's cheap shot. But Riddle, taking it all in stride, dude. KO needs all the advantages he can get, and he dared Ohno to get back in the ring with him because he'll knock him out in another 7 seconds.
Yeah.
So do you think we're getting this rematch at TakeOver or are going to get it on TV?
Probably TV.
Yeah. I would hope TV.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a feud that needs to end before I take over. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll just beat him in another 7 seconds.
Who would be next for Matt Riddle?
Anyone.
Anybody.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I would love Kona Reeves to... your face lit up in the wrong way.
That was one of my first thoughts as well, was Kona Reeves. But, I mean, like, any member of Undisputed Era that's not tied up in something else, any heel.
Any heel.
Any heel.
Lars Sullivan.
Would Dijak be a good choice? Or do we need Dijak?
It's a little bit too early.
Yeah.
Although, maybe that's the whole point of this Dijakovic thing, is like the MMA guy against the real MMA guy.
that's what's next.
You want me to feast my eyes, bro?
Feast your eyes!
Oh, yeah, we were saying something different. Feast them. Like, feast, just.
Feast them.
Feast.
Feast your eyes.
We've got the. Well, actually, I was going to say debuting, but we don't know. Aaron Mackey. We're like, oh, good.
No, he did not debut.
No?
I don't think he's under contract.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Well.
This is his first match on television.
So bless him.
Because he needs all the help that he can
debut
get.
If you're not. I mean, State Line debuted and they weren't under contract.
Listen, I never said debut. Let me make that clear. I never said Brandon Taylor debuted. He had a match. He didn't have a contract. He did not debut.
So he had a
debut means that he'll be back.
Would you say
he had a debut? Debut.
He debuted.
He debuted.
Speaking of debut getting debeat, oh boy, Aaron Mackey versus Donovan Dijakovic.
I quit.
So we've been playing around with it. I'm almost as good as Mauro.
Dijakovic.
Dijakovic is the place
that's
for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
this was
rough because we know that Dijak is a monster, and this MMA-esque type of character, just power and hard hits. It was all really difficult to watch for the best reasons.
Yeah. This ruled.
This
ruled.
Like, best possible use of Dijak. Like, it's such a good fit for him and his body type and his personality and his in-ring style. And it's great to see him really focused into a character. And clearly, he's got the chops to pull it off and nail it. He's doing a good job being a character. And this is the first time in his career that he's really, like, had a gimmick, had a character. Like, before, he was just, like, arrogant heel, mm-hmm. cocky heel or cocky face, you know, wherever he was. Just, like, arrogant athlete. And that's not enough of a... that's usually not enough of a thing to, like, really grab a hold of and make your own.
Yeah.
So this, I think, is a great fit for him.
My experience in independent wrestling is... there's really nobody of any sort of substance giving any feedback.
Sure.
So most guys are left to their own devices, and they do dumb things, and things don't end up being as good as they should be.
Sure.
Because there's nobody around telling them, don't do that, do this.
Right.
Do this, don't do that. But I think because Dijakovic is in this system... where they're literally telling him, do this, don't do that. This is the kind of thing that you can get out of somebody who has real talent, but doesn't necessarily know in what direction to go.
Right.
You give him some direction, and you get him to listen, and you get some really cool stuff.
But again, at the same time, he was in ROH, I think, when Cornette was there. Certainly when some people were in ROH. But again, yeah, there's not a lot of people in anywhere. But it's also true that there are a lot of people on the independent scene, possibly some people in this room, who will be like, I have a character idea. I have a gimmick idea. I'm going to be a thing. I'm going to be this. Mm. And that's like 40%, maybe even 60% of people are like, I want to be this character. And all the rest of independent wrestlers are like, I'm just going to be cool. I'm gonna be a cool guy.
I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna wear sunglasses inside and possibly at night.
I'm just gonna turn it up to 11.
Yeah.
Because I'm interesting. I was born interesting. If I'm just louder but the same, I'm gonna be great, right?
Just like Plankton.
Exactly the same. Correct!
But and then you have people who really don't do anything for me, where they say, where they're like, my gimmick is I have no gimmick, which only works if you are have attained a certain level. Mm. Like, Chris Candido could do no gimmicks. Because it's like, I was a body Donna, and now I don't need a gimmick.
Lance Storm?
I don't
think Lance Storm needs a
gimmick.
Exactly. Because he's just that good.
Yeah. Right. So you get that. But like, that's why like guys like Walter or Timothy Thatcher don't do anything for me, because their gimmick is like, I don't have a gimmick. Or I punch people in the face for real. Which isn't why I watch professional wrestling. Mm. You know, like, I have a lot of outlets and options to me where I can watch people punch each other for real and hurt each other for real. I don't go to wrestling to see someone hit each other as hard as they can for real.
Yeah.
I go to wrestling to be entertained and not to like feel bad about that person who's in the ring, you know?
That dude's like totally bleeding.
Hey, that big hairless baby's beating the bejesus out of that other guy. Oh, this is great.
We'll talk about Lars later. Yeah. But
he's not hairless.
That was Walter. Okay.
Walter, the hairless baby.
He's a big baby. He's a baby.
He's wearing a diaper. Yeah, he's got no hair. He looks out the world's biggest 13-year-old.
What?
Yeah. He does.
No, he looks like Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
I want to see him come out in, well, I was going to say overalls, but I guess that would be Lederhosen.
But yeah, of course.
Overalls are good. Overalls, he'd just be Hillbilly Jim, or a clean-shaven Hillbilly Jim.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm. No?
I'm not feeling that, dog. Just think about a clean-shaven Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah, and also he shaved his chest.
Oh, a smooth Hillbilly Jim.
And he's also very
gym.
Pale, like the underside of a fish.
Yeah,
that's Walter. I will say I have seen two Walter matches now that I really like. So,
right, he's not bad. No, he's just when you look at him, he's not very visually stimulating.
That's not like my style of wrestling that I like.
Well, we've got Walter versus Pac coming up early next year.
Didn't Walter get signed?
I like Pac.
No, there's a rumor that he got signed.
Oh.
He got signed to NXT UK. He got signed to NXT Germany.
Wait, they're doing that now? Oh. I don't
know. That's what happens when you're not here. You miss all of the...
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on one of these damn shows.
Hey, you did this year.
Yeah, I did.
Once they have NXT Railyard...
They got to get through a couple places first, but
NXT
it'll happen.
NXT California. That honestly has been one of the ideas that have been kicking around for a long time.
NXT California?
Having, having...
Territories.
Nice. of NXT. Cool. Having a WWE headquarters in certain spots around the country, and then maybe state to state, so that you can get guys in developmental so early.
That's so crazy.
And really groom them so you can bring them up to TV. That's been something that people have done. That's a long con.
Although having like a standardized like WWE school like in every state is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's
like the Great Lakes Avengers.
yeah, it is.
Flat man.
Are you Squirrel Girl?
Obviously, he's got the tail.
Yeah. You don't want to see
it. Hey, what are you talking about, my tail?
It's a sweet tail you got there.
I hide that.
Sweet can.
Man, oh god. Wait, Steve, are you back?
Who else would be searching for squirrels?
Can we get that up on Still Story? Thank you. That's a very good squirrel. I like
Shocked!
It.
Shocked and appalled!
It's a good squirrel.
It's a solid squirrel. I would say
he's very fat.
That's like a 12 out of 10 for me. That's it, like.
Are we rating squirrels now?
Yeah, we rate squirrels.
Squirrel out of squirrel would squirrel again.
Ah, man. This is great. We should do this more
we're
often.
We're going to have 5 Twitch
good news!
Oh, yeah? we're going to be even less frequent.
Oh, yay. We're going to be even less inhibited. Oh, God.
What have we done?
I hope you like this show, but longer.
And crazier. Yeah.
And with cusses.
Yeah, solid cusses.
Oh,
like
shirt.
Like butt.
Fork balls.
Yeah. I'll talk about that once we finish talking about this match.
Talk about your fork balls.
I will talk about my fork balls in a second. But we're there was that huge tossing suplex that was just monsterful, along with the rib breaker. When you thought he was gonna bring the knee down, he met in the middle, and it was just the worst. And like a full 180.
He like boomeranged around him. I don't think
crazy.
I've ever seen a guy go that far away. That was weird.
And then the end came with that reverse
torture. Was a burning hammer?
Burning hammer. Reverse torture rack, but I guess that is a burning hammer. Yeah. With the knee where he followed 100% all the way through.
Just drove that kid's nose through the back of his head. Mm. I think he's dead. I think
he's pretty dead.
I think his septum went into his brain. Mm. I'm pretty sure he's deceased now. Thanks, Mackie.
Sharkosaur says, Dijak's finish should be called the Vanity Search. It's an interesting name, but it's almost as similar to when we thought that Killian Danes was the Ulster Plantation.
Yes.
You're like, that's weird. And that's people went, no, you
Ulster.
stupid people.
We're and Americans.
And how we also didn't get the Gargan no escape, because it's a audible medium,
right?
And they never name check stuff on the anyway.
They just call it the no escape. Just it's Gargano's no escape. Just call it the no escape.
You're beating pun. On the table a lot.
I'm angry.
Okay, well, that's a glass surface.
No,
so.
This is plastic. I can hit this one.
You can dent this one.
I can hit.
You can hit it.
I can hit it.
I bet you can dent it.
Want to see me do it? It's going to be our last show.
Not this studio, because this is where X-Pac is shot, and I don't want you to mess with my damn show.
The brick in the back.
Yeah. For those of you listening on iTunes, we're not in our regular studio. surprise, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah, we're in the Nile Theater in Tucson, Arizona.
And nobody came.
Mesa, Arizona.
But Matt Gustavo Petit says, I just got... the Gargano escape. I guess that suddenly makes sense.
Right. It's not us. It's them.
But Bill got it, so we can't be completely like without.
I bet he saw it written down. Did you see it written down when you got it? Fine. We're just dumb then.
Great sell.
Bill Hancock's the smartest one here.
No. Because they... It's hard to tell with Morrow, because every syllable is emphasized when Morrow does anything. But like, I first saw Gargano and Chikara. And Chikara announcers are entertaining and are good at really
shots
hammering
fired.
When there's a pun.
Okay.
Like, so they would say, like, the Gargano escape.
They would emphasize it.
The emphasis
well,
and the correct
slogan. It's not even because you watched NXT.
Yeah.
You got it even before that.
Yeah, so I came in hot.
That doesn't even make... What? I mean,
Bill, you're
you
always
did.
Bill, you're always hot.
I certainly did.
And we're not. No, never mind. We are. We, like people, people are wondering if we're just actually pushing to be canceled on our last day.
You know, it's too bad that Ultramantis is never out in California, because he would be a perfect guest for our show.
You think?
Is he never out here?
He's pretty much never.
I have never, ever even heard of him taking a break in California.
Oh, Ophidian was out here.
Yeah, Ophidian, sure.
Not that long ago.
Snake Man, sure. Bug Man, never.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
That's the name of our new podcast. Snake Man, sure. Bug Man, never.
Also, if Dasher ever got booked out here, we should get him on the show, because Dash is a cool dude.
I. When was the last time he was booked out here?
He wasn't.
He just hasn't been.
There you go, yeah.
Oh boy!
But anything's possible in the WWE.
Anything's possible with us. Really quickly, we wanted to take a moment. It's not like we're interrupting the purpose of why we're here most of the time.
Let's talk about how strange it is that there are still Quackenbush loyalists in the year 2018.
I mean, he just did a coaching stint at the WWE PC. So
yeah, people were talking about
Dasher.
No, Quack.
No, Quack.
Jeez. I actually bought that.
The guy knows what he's doing. He just makes some occasional not great decisions. Like any of us. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of bad decisions, we're leaving. So, really quickly.
Don't set it up like that.
Sorry, what's that? I just want to take the. It's over there. But really quickly, I wanted to take the time, since we're halfway through the show. In case anybody didn't know, we've said it a couple times. We announced it last week. It's been in the works for a minute or two. But this is our last show together as the NXT team, and I appreciate you paying attention.
On AfterBuzz.
On AfterBuzz TV.
You gotta stop tangenting in the middle of that statement.
Yes. So the NXT after show will continue. We just won't be the hosts of it. So and as a result, we are moving on to our own show and our own brand, which we are calling ourselves the Wrestling Professionals.
Featuring the NXT team. Hashtag NXT team. Keep using that hashtag. We're the only ones who do.
Yeah.
And also, so you know,
literally
at home,
us three. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, so you know, at home, the studio will not, because of the holidays, there will be no NXT show for the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But After Buzz TV will continue to have an NXT after show.
And no, we don't know who it's going to be.
It will just not be us.
It ain't gonna be us.
We've heard rumblings, but
Dasher Hatfield, Ultramantis Black, and Mike Quackenbush.
So you were just name dropping before.
Not
the fact.
Sugar Dunkerton.
Yeah.
Well, is he still called Sugar?
Dylan, we announced it last week. Did you not watch?
Chicago,
goodness so. Gracious!
Right? No, I know. Yeah.
But yes, we don't know. He said that you announced it on Raw. He wasn't even. He hasn't been on the show for the past 2 weeks. You monster!
How would you know?
You weren't here.
I wanted to take the opportunity while on Raw
to
give us a little bit of a
thank you for promoting
an updraft,
cross pollination, and join our Discord. Go to the Wrestling Pros on Twitter.
Yeah,
join our Discord.
Which is a lot
have
of fun.
Unfettered 24/7 access to the wrestling professionals.
And when we say 24/7, we kind of mean it because I don't sleep a whole lot. Neither do you.
I have problems sleeping, and I'm making a whole bunch of stuff for all sorts of stuff.
Well, you know what they say,
fans. Viewers, listeners, I encourage you to slide up in their DMs.
Yeah, do it. Why the hell not? I don't think there's that much of a restriction on our direct messages on Discord. I think
I've received a direct message already. I've been talking to somebody.
Yeah,
yeah.
The one of the things that is changing is Robert Baines is not going to be a part of the show, but Brandon Taylor is.
Got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, the fact that he was in NXT this year,
that's a big get.
Yeah, it's huge.
He's going full Mick Foley at this point.
I bet he is. Like, can't wait for your three faces of Hobo.
Needs hip surgery?
Yes, maybe. Let me. Yeah, it's pretty touchy.
If you want to follow us on this next journey, go to The Wrestle Pros on Twitter, twitch.tv/wrestlingprofessionals. Our Discord link is in the chat if you're watching us live. If you're not watching us live, head over to the Twitter account. We already have our audio podcast is up on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. What's the big one? Spotify. There's a whole bunch of places we're being hosted through anchor.fm/wrestlingprofessionals.
ANKER or is it
ANCHOR? There are ways that you can support us. There are paid subscriptions that you can utilize through there. But we're going to be broadcasting our recording of the podcast on the Twitch channel, and the Twitch channel is also going to have gaming. Brandon said that he had some ideas for stuff that he wanted to do. So please join us for this next journey. Keep supporting AfterBuzz TV as well. And also, if you want to support us, go to tpublic.com/nxteam. We appreciate all of the well wishes that we've been getting this past week, both from people here at the studio. We're very appreciative of all of the support that we've been getting over the past couple of years. Kathy reached out. It was nice to hear from her. And she, of course, the matriarch of the NXT team. One of the real OGs. And so...
I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Kathy, so blame her.
Well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, and he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Smiley.
Clum, actually.
It was Clum?
Yeah.
Oh, Clum. Never mind.
Yeah.
Shout out to Clum, Mr. Morals himself. But
there's a long lineage, is all I'm trying to say.
The schedule that we're working out is that the taping time may vary from week to week, but the podcast will be released in its audio form
on a
specific day at a specific time. And
hey, maybe give us some feedback on what days you'd like it. Would you like it on the day the NXT? Like, would you like it on a Wednesday so that you can listen to last week's episode? Let's talk about last week before you watch the current week.
Yeah, and it's going to be
a terrible idea.
And it's not necessarily going to be an after show format. It's going to be a general discussion NXT UK 205 live
a podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a podcast.
Right.
But make sure to check all of that stuff out. And thank you to everybody who's been supporting us. And we really hope that you follow along with us. And because it's going to be fun.
We've always enjoyed doing this. It's just, it's been difficult maintaining a solid schedule week in, week out, as we keep getting busier and we keep getting more opportunities to show our growth, it's difficult to keep that schedule. But we want to keep doing this, so the only way to do that is to kind of loosen things up a little bit, expand a little bit, do some different stuff, and still make it fun.
And AfterBuzz has been really supportive. We really appreciate all of their help over these past couple of years.
Absolutely. 5 years for me on this show.
Are you going to stay on Raw?
Yeah, I'll probably stay on Raw.
I
did not want to commit. They asked last week, and I did not want to commit. But I will probably still be doing Raw because I am a glutton for punishment.
Well, everything's going to change. And also, there are times when I might be able to make it when it. When it comes to guest spots, if you need an extra voice person.
Let me know.
But it was just a surprise. So we'll still be around, but please check. If you want specific links to all of the different podcast feeds, join the Discord. Join the Discord, and we'll
return the Discord.
And we'll post more of those. So let's continue really quick. Next week, we have all four competitors decided for the number one contendership for the NXT Women's Championship.
We got
Io versus Mia versus Lacey versus
also,
Bianca. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to go for Lacey.
Well,
not great, Bob.
Lacey wins. Lacey wins the long game.
yeah. So that's going to be fun. We were looking forward to that match already. As soon as Bianca was announced, it was like, oh, this match is going to be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of a match that's going to be good, Heavy Machinery came out, and we were like, no matter what happens in these next presumably 2 to 3 minutes, it's going to be good.
Yep.
They were against a team that I dubbed the Lunchables because they're small and they travel easy. The meat is questionable.
I dubbed them the Uncrustables because they were white bread jammed full of goo.
Dozer just wanted to get that goo.
Just want to snack on.
Get that goo. Oh, they've done squished all the jelly out of that boy's sandwich.
Been keeping these in the freezer.
Good in the freezer.
some of the biggest highlights, Tucky going corner to corner with that one poor boy who didn't make it into the ring very well.
My head.
He really just, Otis just grabbed him and threw him in. Like, nothing graceful. He wasn't able to save himself or make it look good. He just got friggin' tossed.
Yeah, dude. But we got that. Undisputed Era came out and was like, yo, what's up, bro? I'm sorry, that's a different gimmick. But they were just watching. They were just keeping an eye. And we got a compactor on one of the boys, a compactor on the other one of the boys, and then we got a double compactor on both boys!
Four bodies all lying in a heap.
The sweetest boys. This is just fun because it's Heavy Machinery being Heavy Machinery.
And they're really fun.
They're so much fun.
I'm so glad that they're, getting called up. If you didn't know that, now you know that.
But also, it's next week they get an NXT Tag Team Championship.
They're taking it with them!
Opportunity against Yui.
Hell yeah.
Patrick Yui, one of my favorite basketball players of all time.
Yeah.
But that,
are you dreaming about your crappy jump shot again?
Maybe.
We're going to talk about the call-ups after we get past this this final match. This was 25 minutes of madness from Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano. And
25 minutes of radness.
Well, okay, 20 minutes of radness, 5 of madness. Mm. It went from radness to madness in 0 seconds.
Ended in sadness. Mm.
A little badness.
Yeah, badness.
A little bit of badness.
Badness.
But, Gargano...
Speaking of catness... Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Rue dies, but...
Rue dies!
Can't finish that, but I will be able to on the Wrestling Professionals. but we got Gargano attacking Black before they make it into the ring, so there's a whole bunch of brawling going on down here. Mm-hmm. And it was just proceeded to be a lot of precision and hard hits from Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano trying to keep up.
Just a couple of guys just hitting each other as hard as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, and they're making all kinds of noise, hitting each other. You know, not a lot of, you know, light, but a lot of noise, a lot of hits, just hitting those kicks. Those Aleister Black kicks, which are probably
that knee to the face deadliest. Gets worse every single time.
Oh my god! The Black Mass in this match just blowing Gargano's brains out of the back of his head.
If I could say, it was a little chunky. It was a little gross. It was pretty gross.
Yeah,
these are all Super Smash Brothers Melee in there.
Yeah, the objective is to get like out over the top.
Yeah, so. You have to launch them out from the top.
But if you hit someone out of the cage so hard that they fly into the sky and explode,
then they just sort of
they win.
Or no, they go up against the camera and smash against the lens and slide off of it. Oh man.
But yeah, great match, awesome storytelling, and at the end, Johnny Gargano is exposed as being full of dookie, quite frankly. Excuse my language,
Bill. Please, we're not done yet. We're not canceled yet.
He's full of dog dirt.
Oh boy!
Pardon my French.
You scared me.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve, I'm gonna miss you.
Is that Kelly Bundy coming down the stairs?
nice pull.
Thanks. Johnny Gargano, who after weeks of insisting he did nothing wrong and that he's still a good guy, proved definitively he is not a good guy. He is not good, and he's not a guy.
Could have hit Tommaso Ciampa when he had the chance,
yeah,
and
that's
he
what
didn't.
I wanted.
I wanted it too.
He could have simply taken a victory when, through no fault of his own, Tommaso Ciampa decided to insert himself into the match. It would have been no harm, no foul. Johnny Gargano would have done nothing wrong if he had simply dropped to the floor when Tommaso Ciampa inserted himself.
Mm-hmm. He decided to
into the match. Sorry, my bad.
It wasn't the expression. It was the accentuation at the end.
I was clearing my throat.
You were Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Who's... Steve's our Wilson.
Can't see him, but he's always there.
But
lost the lower half of his face in a tragic accident.
He's mostly fence. He's 90% wooden fence.
As Wilson famously would say, "Heidely ho, neighborino."
Yeah,
I love Futurama, but this we talked about the beef it being heavy machinery, but the sense of Johnny going full stupid and
you dumb dummy,
because there were two moments where Aleister was about to win, and I put it to y'all, why didn't he just drop down, win, and then get back in the ring and just keep beating the crap out of Johnny Gargano?
You could
Gargano.
Walk in through the door.
Yeah,
like you could have dropped down and then walked up the stairs and back in and just continued kicking him in the head.
I won, and now no one can get in because the door's locked. Also, you can climb up pretty quick, I bet.
That's harder than it seems.
But Gargano's choice was a lot more deliberate.
He hadn't absolved Johnny of his sins yet, and his Dark Master would not have been
that
very
was,
happy.
That was a weird moment when Johnny said that, right?
Well, it was a callback to TakeOver.
Was it?
Yeah, because Aleister Black grabbed him by the face and said, "I absolve you of your sins."
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't catch that from where I was.
Yeah, I bet you did it.
Sorry.
He was under the ring.
I'm not sorry either, because that's how I got my damn ticket. But it was the big thing on social media.
Sorry about your damn ticket.
Now I get that. But
that's the talking
point. Yeah, I don't know. Aleister getting back in unprovoked really made him look like a fool in that moment.
Well, here's the thing about good guys. They're idiots.
Why is that?
Precisely.
Why do they insist on writing good guys like that?
It's always been that way in pro wrestling.
But it can't... You could have
they're
made
noble
it,
idiots.
It could have been a moment where Gargano does the pose.
Yeah, I
and
think
mocks
that taunting
him that
would
way.
Have been... Maybe he
that would have at least been like... Oh, well, I have to get back in now. Him just looking at him and going,
"Well, on the
win
other,
or not win, I'm not going to win."
On the other hand, you can't deny that every time you look at Johnny Gargano, you want to punch him in the face.
Don't
so
like
he made
that.
The he made
I
the
100%
mistake.
Agree.
He made the mistake of looking at Johnny Gargano. It's like, "Oh, I can't punch that face." It's like when Wile E. Coyote looks down after walking off the edge.
If you don't look down,
you're fine.
You're gonna be okay.
So that's my official explanation. He looked at Johnny Gargano.
So he had to punch him.
Yikes.
Drawn like a magnet to that punch, sweet, sweet punchable face.
Well, at least Johnny Gargano didn't spike the camera and go, "Ooh, I did a bad thing." Because you know he wanted to.
Boy.
I'm a bad widow Gargano.
The question I have now is mm-hmm. his wife, the wife, going to stand by her man, or is she going to stand up to her man and say, What are you doing?
Maybe she'll stand between her man and another man as the reformed DIY is now.
I mean, are they reformed?
But why no. would she? Why would they she condone be, though, any takeover. Of this? Why does she have to turn
no,
evil?
I'm saying, like, he'll probably insert himself into the match. Again.
Yeah.
But Candice was already kind of on the fence about the whole thing.
Oh, sure, she had bangs.
But I want her to not go. Don't go with it. Mm. I don't know. There. I like the drama. Just give me the drama. It's easy. It's already there. Just have her go. No, I'm not with you. You lost your damn mind. I want a divorce.
We almost had that, right. And then it was kick his ass.
I want Sandman and Raven. Give me the freaking drama.
You can get that anytime on the WWE Network for $9.99 a month.
Candice should come. Johnny and Tommaso should be rolling around, punching each other. She should come out, grab them both by the back of the neck, and hold them apart, and then say, "I'm hardcore. I'll take them both." And then, three-way kiss.
And then she pile drives one of them.
No. Different.
Yeah. I know it's a different moment, but still.
I want Candice LeRae to pile drive Johnny Gargano. Yeah.
Sure
you said
happen.
It. Now I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tommaso Ciampa.
No, Johnny Gargano. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
She's hardcore.
She is.
Yeah.
And with that, no, but Johnny seemed indifferent about.
He seemed confused. He seemed really internally.
Why did I do that?
He was just.
Am I bad?
In his head.
Bad little boy.
What he was doing was that in his head, he was going through all the scenarios of how can I rationalize this and coming up empty at every turn. So now, like I said, he's finally called out on all of his bullpucky, if I can be so crude.
My God, dude.
Yeah, his horse crud.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah,
pushing the limits.
And now there's nowhere to turn. He's exposed, and he has to face facts.
I want him to not be Johnny Gargano anymore. I want next time we see him, I want him to come out in a mask using a different name, because Johnny Gargano wouldn't condone any of this. Johnny Gargano's gone. Someone else should replace him.
The man with Gargano last name.
Gargano last name.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the joke.
Yes.
Nailed it. So we've got Tommaso and Black at TakeOver Phoenix for the NXT Championship. We don't know what Johnny Gargano is going to do. Oh, what if he's the special guest referee? I'd be even less interested. Yeah. No, that's not true. I'm interested in the match. I'm being silly.
No, it'll be good.
Before we go, let's talk a little bit of news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey, Nick Miller's gone.
Oh, yeah.
But we heard
he's 86th. He's TM61.
He's TM86.
Yeah.
Forget that one. I just know that 6-1 is what it was. But Nick Miller's gone, presumably because he's a dad.
Yeah.
He just wants to go take care of his
the road
his
sucks.
Child.
He had himself this just a little in. Baby.
The road sucks.
So, like, not only being on the road, but being away from your home country, like being so far away.
Right. It's 19-hour difference.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to communicate with anybody on that continent if you're anywhere in the United States.
And if you're a brand new dad and all of your family and all of your friends are in Australia. So he's officially released.
Yeah.
But the reports have said that he asked for his release because he recently had a child a few weeks ago. They went back to Australia. He realized he should be in Australia now, and he asked for his release. And, but apparently there is another member of the Mighty Don't Kneel who is coming in January. Supposedly Jonah Rock is set to join the Performance Center in January, and there's conflicting reports about whether Shane Thorne will be on his own now that Nick Miller's gone, which he probably should be, or whether there will be a new The Mighty with Jonah Rock and Shane Thorne.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's good to see somebody taking hold of the path that their life is taking. You know, you've really, it's your life, and if you aren't comfortable doing something, you should really do what makes you happiest. And I really feel for Nick. I've known him quite a while, and genuinely a good guy, and I hope he gets what he's looking for. Australia has a great wrestling scene that's still growing, and I think having somebody with his experience, there's really nobody who has his level of experience in that country.
Maybe Robbie Eagles?
Not even, because he's not. He wasn't with WWE at all. A lot of there isn't a lot of good coaching in Australia. There is, but you have to have people with experience. And I think now that Nick is in Australia for the foreseeable future, I think Australia is going to get a really invigorated scene.
He could be the guy there.
He could be the veteran. I'm not trying to take a crap on anybody who's there, who has put in the time, who has traveled. Because I know Carl Cannon's a hell of a coach, and I think everybody should be training with him because he's got the experience and he's really well traveled. But having somebody who has the WWE name behind them makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with Shane Thorne, but they could write Nick out of this because their last appearance on TV was a loss.
Right.
So it's. If they just keep them off for a couple of extra weeks, and so that they still have a tag team, but they have plenty of tag teams.
If they wanted to replace Nick for television, all Shane would have to go is, "I cut him loose. Here's the new guy."
Yeah, Shane's been he hasn't said a word about Nick on social media. He's just been healing on people, and that's been very good. What was Nick's name on in TMDK? I don't remember what his name was before.
It's
no one knows.
No, I
know it's Shane Haste.
It's Shane and what? Oh God, I was
see.
That's
Mikey,
how
Mikey Nichols. Mikey Nichols, yes, Mikey Nichols. Really? Yeah, just relate. Mikey Nichols. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. People are saying Shane Thorne to NXT UK just because that seems to be where Australian people go.
that's unfair.
Pass.
Yeah. So aside from that. Which
we have some other news.
There's a little bit of other news. We're getting six confirmed call-ups to the main roster.
We have one already. And
four.
One had already happened. Sort
of. Yeah.
Let's keep it honest here.
Four
WWE.
New call-ups, but six confirmed ones.
Just advertised.
They're still writing the Lars line.
Yeah. Writing the Lars line.
He got railed by the man.
got nailed.
Nikki Cross was confirmed to actually being called up, even though everybody thought.
She been here.
She was there. She fought the man, and it was great.
Yeah.
And Lacey Evans, which is a little bit of a surprise, but I'm happy for her.
Makes sense.
Does anybody do we think that that's Raw or SmackDown?
I don't know who any of these.
I don't know either.
I don't know where any of these two are going to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a toss-up.
I hope for all of them that they all just go to SmackDown.
Well, I think EC3.
I don't think Lars will go to Raw because Braun Strowman is there.
Yeah. Because he's also like the mountain man or like the mountain freak mountain. I don't know something. He's something
freak mountain baby.
Well, he's like his whole like vignettes have been like you've seen monsters, you've seen giants, but you've never seen a freak. And
a
like
freak like me
putting him like there's a lot of SmackDown tends to have a smaller roster apart from Big Show, I guess. Wait, no, Big Show's not even.
No, he's on Raw.
Okay, whatever.
No, he's on SmackDown because he did stuff at the bar.
Yeah, that's right. But even he's slowed way down.
Right, SmackDown tends to have a smaller roster. I think Lars will be a little bit more impressive there. I think it's potentially a dangerous look for because he is a freak. He's a crazy looking dude. But I think it might be a mistake to the casual fan to put him on Raw as this dominant monster freakazoid and have him next to Braun in any context.
Well, Braun, Brock, even McIntyre. Like any of the big dudes on Raw, I think it would do him.
Just put him on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Have him be the freak show over there.
I think all of these folks work on SmackDown, really. Because Heavy Machinery, there isn't a tag team like them in the SmackDown ranks. And I think they would play better on that. But I
think there's a strong chance Nikki goes to Raw. I think she's not with Sanity for some reason. Like, that's just the hunch I get.
Well, the fact that it looks like they're going to be getting behind Sanity a little bit more from what last night was like.
Yeah,
there's the possibility.
Watch out for Sanity.
Watch out for Sanity.
One last time.
But EC3, the fact that his promo was just him getting naked. I mean, that's... I'm sorry.
So good.
Undressing.
Well,
I was just like, where are we go? What's happening?
How far is this going to go?
Go. Oh, yeah. And he retweeted just a shot of his butt saying, giving the people what they want. It's like,
He knows.
Can't argue with that.
True.
How... Where's the tan line for him? Do you think
there's
he has any?
Only one way to find out.
Presumably.
If
right.
You think.
Or he has like a little sock or something.
So,
then why not just do the whole thing?
Well, you don't want to get skin cancer there of all places.
I think it's... Is it a spray or is it the
I think it's a little of both. A little of both. So what a way to go out. We died as we live talking about hogs.
Well, if it's spray, then he almost certainly has something over his Johnson. Because you don't want to get any of that up your pee hole or anything.
or Schwanz.
What good timing.
I don't know.
Steve, we're going to miss you most of all.
Yeah. He's our scarecrow.
Steve, you can come with us and produce from one of our houses.
If you'd like.
Yeah. We can't pay you anything. But
not yet. Not yet. Oh. But eventually.
Yeah, man.
If there's a lasting image of Engineer Steve, it's that.
Live shot of the booth. Right?
Love you guys.
I love you too, Steve. This is it for us
on
After Buzz TV. The show will go on as a part of Wrestling Professionals on Twitter at The Wrestle Pros, on Twitch at Wrestling Professionals. It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff. We have a lot of friends of ours that are in and around the wrestling industry that are interested in working with us. So
they're reaching out to us, which is weird.
That was the cool thing of people going, hey, so you're doing this thing, huh? And as soon as we can announce that, we can. But we appreciate your support.
Thank you.
One of the last times I think anybody on this channel can use that song too. But if you want to support us, you can do a monetary subscription through Anchor. Go to tpublic.com/nxteam. I think we have a PayPal donation link that's on our Twitch page as well. It will help us plus up the show quicker and get to Patreon sooner, because that we have plans for that, but we need the numbers, y'all. So before we go, one last time, Bill, where can the folks find you? And what's up, man?
You can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel. Check out WWE Boom Comics issue number 23 that's out now. I've got a backup comic in there starring some NXT faves, not problematic faves. But I do want to say thanks to you guys. I want to say thanks to AfterBuzz TV. And I want to say a big thanks to Kathy Kelly, because for whatever reason, she wanted me to replace her. So I will forever be grateful to her. I miss her very much. And we have a great time with you guys every week. And we are going to continue to have a great time with you guys, just in a different format.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still be around. Get in touch. We're easier to get a hold of than ever before.
It's just because this is directed at you, Bill. Sharkstar says, I love you all. Mark, Hobo, Bill, Linthe, Dorado, Satan-obsessed JR, Sheza, and all the rest.
Yeah, they're all coming with us.
How about you, Robert Baines?
I'm going to make the trip, too. Don't forget about me.
You guys going to be talking about me now? Can you talk about 205?
Well, I think y'all must have made a pact with Beelzebub himself, because you're shuffling away to the Lake of Fire, where you'll burn for 1,000 years before being released, where the one true Christ returns and frees us all.
Hey, Robert Baines, is there anything that you want to say?
Follow me on social media at Baines Destroy. I want to thank AfterBuzz for letting me do this for 5 years. It's been a hell of an opportunity. I can say if it weren't for this show, I wouldn't have been able to do any of the other things at AfterBuzz and all the hosting opportunities, and I wouldn't be the professional that I am today. So I want to thank Kevin and Maria and everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Steve and Phil. Steve. Marissa, Juliet, Kevin, Maria, Phil, everybody here, Bree, everybody here, all of our guests that we've ever had. I'm not going to name them all because I don't
just
remember them
quite
all.
A few.
But Nicole,
Ball,
Justin,
Jervis.
Ball, Jervis,
Rocky.
Oh God, Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh God, Rocky.
Sean Waltman.
Yeah.
And
Carlo.
Carlo Cannon.
Big thanks to Dale.
Without
Dale and Johnny, I would not know anyone. I wouldn't know what AfterBuzz TV was.
We met after TakeOver Brooklyn 1. We shared a wonderful moment together.
Crap,
but make sure to follow us.
Shared a moment.
Follow us over at the WrestlePros. Follow me at Mark Budonica for more info. Check out Xbox 12360. We had Knox County Mayor Kane.
My God!
As well as a wrestling historian who has a treasure trove of stuff that nobody has ever seen. John Arezzi, who has Mil Máscaras in Madison Square Garden. Andre the Giant's very first match ever in Madison Square Garden, which very few people have ever seen. He's got it all on film. It was an amazing conversation. And I got to thank Kathy Kelly, who, similarly to everybody else, made us better people, better hosts, and I treasure her friendship and the opportunities that we've gotten. But it's time to pass those on to a new generation of NXT After Show hosts.
Good luck to them following this right here.
They will be back in the new year. This is just a reminder, this is the last show of NXT until the new year.
That just means more NXT discussion for everybody.
Yep.
So, but I swear to God, if they use the NXT hashtag, I will sue them.
We'll talk to them.
Okay.
But I guess
talk to them in the parking lot.
I mean,
see you in court.
We've been joking about it for too long, but I guess it's finally true.
We've been canceled.
Good night, everybody.
We did it.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first; we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.